Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. Well, he was on the road doing a little traveling the other day. Then I had storms and all kinds of other stuff messing up my day. But finally, the stars align right. Joining us once again from Yuma, Arizona, is writer Dean Weingarten. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. And I'm going to inform you, I now have 2,000 articles published on Amalan.
2,000 articles. So now we have breached that one. So do we know what that brings the totality? Is it 4,000 articles in totality now?
I think it's about 3,500. Maybe a little more. Okay. I haven't totaled that yet.
That's a lot of writing. I wonder how many words that would be.
Oh, gosh. you know, that's tough. It's probably over a million. But, you know, I can't be 100. I almost certainly over a million, because I don't think any of the articles go less than 300 words, and there's some of them that go to tens of thousands.
Have you had to replace your instrument for writing? I mean... Right, with I'm going to presume that you use a laptop. You probably have worn off all of the keys, right? You can't really tell what the Y key is.
I'll tell you what I use. I use what's called the NUC, New Universal Computer. It's a little box about 3.5 inches square and about inch and a quarter tall. And then you just plug in all the accessories, like a monitor. And right now I'm using a 32-inch monitor. And then I have two trackballs that I use, one on each side, to try to cut down on repetitive injury syndrome. I found it helpful. The computer sits on a desk that can be adjusted up and down, so I can change my position. Because when you're doing it hours a day, you've got to move around, or you know, you get problems.
Yeah.
And then I use a custom keyboard by Type Matrix, which uses a modified QWERTY keyboard that puts the space bar and the backspace in the center of the keyboard for ergonomic reasons. And I've got three of those keyboards so that I can take one with me, leave one here, and have a spare. So that's probably more than your listeners wanted to hear.
Well, I mean, but it makes sense, writing as much as you have. So let's start with my favorite thing. I guess you did a little research here towards the end of last month, and one of the common things that the pro bear anti human people say is the bears were here first.
I had fun with that article. And you're right. You hear it constantly. Well, the bears were here before us, so you've got to give them, you know, some type of moral advantage. I mean, it doesn't make any sense, really. I view it as a form of animal worship, you know, going back to pagan societies, where because the bear is big and powerful, so you give them extra special powers and, you know, kind of a semi-deity status or something.
Right.
But when I found this out, I found it just fascinating because it turns out that at least in the lower 48 states, the grizzly bears almost certainly arrived after humans were already here.
Right.
Now, for a long time, it was thought that humans got here about 10 to 15,000 years ago. But some recent discoveries, one in New Mexico, shows that humans were here at least 23,000 years ago. And there's some fairly good indications that they were here like 32,000 years ago. That's from some discoveries down in caves in Mexico. Now, the grizzly bears, for most of the time, have been thought that they never arrived here until about 13,000 years ago, maybe 10 to 15, I mean, if you're going to give it a spread, about the same time humans were thought to have arrived. But very recently, some fossils were discovered near Edmonton, Canada, and they were dated to about 32,000 years. But none have been discovered in the lower 48 states. Now, I read the paper on the Edmonton discovery, and it sounded like those researchers were fairly careful. I mean, it wasn't just they made a guess that it was found in this layer that they thought. They actually removed a tooth from the fossil and then tried to extract a bit of DNA from that tooth, and then using that and also carbon dating, they identified it as a grizzly instead of a precursor to the grizzly, and they also got the time, they thought, reasonably close, probably to a thousand or a couple thousand years. Now, it's only one sample, so to me it's not certain. But there may have been a few grizzlies in the lower 48, but we don't have any evidence of it. So, people were here before grizzlies. Now, there were a lot of other bears. there was the short-faced bear, I think they call it, and then there was a huge bear, bigger than most of the Kodiak today, and with longer legs, so it was a very fast bear. And that bear got killed off about, I think 15,000 years ago or so, according to the fossil record. And there was also a smaller bear, a little different, that got killed off. And there were black bears that were here common. But what's obvious to me, when you look at the way black bears behave and grizzly bears behave, black bears learn to be scared of humans. Grizzly bears never quite did. And so when humans from Europe that had made more advanced technology and gunpowder and steel, well, up until that time, humans and bears and, I would say, maybe mountain lions, all contended for the top spot in who was the top predator. But once the humans had gunpowder and steel, the contention was over. And grizzly bears had to learn that humans were in the top spot, and they gradually learned that over the next 400 years. So, we must be getting pretty close to a break. I don't want to go over.
Well, I mean, I was just thinking about a faster precursor to a brown bear, a Kodiak bear. That must have been quite the monster in its day.
It was, and they call it just an older brown bear, and they're looking at fossils from up in Alaska and Siberia, and apparently those precursors came over about 50,000 years ago from Asia, when there was a land bridge there, but they didn't go down to the lower 48 because there were big glaciers blocking the way.
Yeah. Well, hang on right there if you would. You are correct. We are coming up on a break. This is one of 2,000 plus articles that you can find at amaland.com that Dean has written. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster.
Holster today.
Check him out at DeSantisHolster.com. Speaking with Dean Weingarten, and one thing that I did not cover, because I saw that he wrote something about it, and I wanted to get his coverage of it versus anything that I could do, is shortly after the Uvalde shooting, you had the rampage killing that was stopped without anybody being killed.
And that makes it unusual.
Yeah.
Laudatory on the part of the woman who stopped the rampage shooting.
Yep.
And this happened in West Virginia, and it's a great counterpoint to the Uvalde shooting, because it shows what someone who is on the scene, who is armed, and who is willing to respond can do. And what happened, as far as I can tell, is that in this West Virginia town, it's near Charleston. I'm not sure if it's actually inside Charleston or on the outskirts. And this man was driving through, and he was stopped for speeding. He didn't like that, apparently. And he went and retrieved a AR-15 rifle. We don't know how long from the time that he was stopped for speeding, but it appears to have been at least a couple of hours until he got the rifle and came back. And he could not legally possess the rifle because he was a career criminal with felony violations and a long rap sheet. And he got close to where there was a party going on. It was a combination graduation and birthday party from report. And he took the air, stayed in his vehicle, kind of interesting, and started shooting at the people in the birthday party. Now, it sounds like he did not have very good technique because he did not hit anyone. When we are shooting at birds, we call this flock shooting. That there's a bunch of them there, so you just point in the general direction and pull the trigger,
right,
and you miss all of them.
Right.
Hunters are taught to pick a particular target. Well, this guy, I don't think he was a hunter, not a bird, right? And he hadn't hit anyone, but this woman was legally armed with a pistol. And that's not hard to do in West Virginia. All you have to be is not a felon, and since it's a constitutional carry state, you don't even need a permit to carry. And she saw what was happening, reacted very promptly, opened fire on the guy in the car who was shooting the AR-15, hit him multiple times, and he died at the spot.
Right.
So you couldn't stop a rampage shooting much faster than that. And it's remarkable that he didn't hit anybody at the party. And we can only hope that most rampage shooters get their training from television shows and movies.
Right, right.
So that they, just flock shoot instead of actually using sight. So I looked up some of the history of this guy, and it sounds like he was a moderately, if you want to call it, successful criminal, convicted criminal, career criminal.
Right.
Because while he had been convicted of some, of at least one felony charge, he'd been arrested numerous times. And those charges were, most of them were dismissed when witnesses mysteriously failed to show up. So I think it's very likely that Charleston is much better off without this fellow around. So I don't find her actions reprehensible at all. I find them very positive, and maybe we could somebody should probably give her an award and a dinner, and maybe buy her some ammo or something like that.
We don't know who she is, though, do we?
No, we don't. We don't. And, you know, it's probably wise for her to keep it that way, because there are a lot of crazies out there who think anybody who would do something like this, who would stop a rampage shooting with gunfire when they're not even a law enforcement officer, I mean, they have to be evil in the eyes of many. You know, obviously, I support her and think she did the right thing.
Well, the thing about it is, I guess this was a black neighborhood. Apparently, I've seen a picture. Was it a black female that stopped this?
I don't know. I have not seen pictures of her or the victims. I've seen pictures of the shooter, and he appears to be he was a black man. So they have some pictures from his mugshot.
Right.
Now this is West Virginia. So, you know, we don't know. Have you seen pictures, you said, of the area?
Well, I think I've seen a picture of the female defender, but I still don't know her name.
Yeah, I hadn't seen the name, and I don't know if she was black, white, or blue, you know, or green. I don't know. So,
whoever it was, though, she was good at what she was doing.
She was. I mean, and it shows that it's more important to be armed and willing than to be a fantastic shot. I mean, a fantastic shot can help, but if you're not armed and you're not willing, that doesn't help you much.
Yeah.
And that's what we were missing at Uvalde.
Right. Well, I mean, and right now, of course, they're absolutely, you know, they're debating things that will do nothing to stop the next Uvalde, because there will be another Uvalde. But
yeah. Now, I am hearing more people making the suggestion that we ought to allow teachers to be armed in school.
Well, I think the only thing they can do. Well, you know what? We can talk about that in the next segment if you want to.
Very good.
We can talk about that in the next segment. I would welcome having that discussion with you. You can find this article along with over 2,000 more articles like it at amelan.com. Go to all contributors at the bottom right-hand corner. Then go down to the middle of the left side, down to the middle of it, and you'll see Dean. And click on Dean's name. And if you click on his name, you're actually going to have a vast reservoir of stories to go through, over 2,000 now. So, I mean, you're going to be there for a minute. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At CNH Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, CNH Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. CNH Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says the war in Ukraine is impacting energy and food prices across the world. Yellen saying the United States isn't the only country experiencing inflation, and folks can see that in almost every developed country around the globe. Yellen testifying before a Democratic-led committee on Tuesday, this after admitting that she was wrong regarding inflation last week on CNN. President Biden is praising bipartisan work on 9 bills aimed at helping veterans.
It's a sacred obligation, because veterans are the backbone, the spine of who we are as a country.
During a White House bill signing ceremony, the president adding it's possible for Democrats and Republicans to work together to get things done. This is USA Radio News. The price of gas is closing in on $5 a gallon. The national average price for regular rose another nickel today to a record $4.91 a gallon. The statewide average is now $5 a gallon or higher in 13 states, including California, where drivers are paying an average of $6.37 a gallon. New York City oil refiner John Katsimatidis tells Fox Business President Biden doesn't need to fly to Saudi Arabia to fix our oil and gas prices. All he needs to do is open up more drilling.
He wants to fly to Saudi Arabia and beg the Saudi Arabians to give us another 500,000 barrels at $120 a barrel. Does that make any sense at all?
The heat is on in places like Phoenix, Palm Springs, and Las Vegas. Temperatures later this week and over the weekend expected to reach 116 degrees. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. We're speaking with Dean Weingarten. And are you going to write an article about this thing?
I may. I just haven't yet because there's been plenty other to write about. And there's so many people that write about this. You know, that there's been so many angles that have been covered.
Yeah, I just don't know how many people do it with the same depth of research that you seem to do your stuff. That's why I was asking. But let's have this discussion. So here is my opinion. And first things first, after Columbine, which is the beginning of the modern era of rampage killings in schools, it is my contention that there should not have been another killing in a school like that. Things should have been put in place then. Instead, as they always do, they always want to default towards going after your gun, my gun, versus actually doing something which would harden the school. Because that's what needs to be done. A school needs to be a target that is very expensive to attack.
Correct.
So,
but. But
yes,
what we see, and I'll just say, it's just like the Maginot Line in World War II. Mere fortifications without defenders who are willing to defend the fortifications are useless.
Right.
And so what you need is people who are willing to defend the school who are inside the school already. And there has to be enough of them that they can get to an attacker reasonably quickly and stop him reasonably quickly. Now,
right.
At this conference that I was at up in Boise, Idaho, one of the just stellar presenter was Ed Monk. I think he's from runs the Last Resort training institution. And I met Ed back in 1994 at a gun rights policy conference. So we hadn't seen each other much since then, a couple of conferences. And he made the point that you have to have somebody who is willing to intervene quickly, because most of the killing happens usually in the first couple of minutes.
Right.
The first 5 minutes, I think he would say, and he had the statistics to back it up. He has carefully analyzed all these rampage killings that he could find. He hadn't done a serious analysis of the Uvalde yet, because he said everything changes in the first month. You get so many contradictory details, and you know, this happened, then it didn't happen, but he usually doesn't even look at these until a month has gone by. But clearly his number shows that if you want to keep the number of casualties under, you know, in single digits, under 10, you have to have somebody who's willing to intervene in the first minute. And so you cannot, I mean, if you're thinking you're going to rely on the police or somebody outside the school, that just doesn't work. Because usually the first call for help, the 911 call, doesn't happen for 45 seconds to a minute or more. So you've already passed the critical stage. And then it takes another 45 seconds to a minute for the 911 operator to get the information, figure out what's going on, and call somebody. And then it takes at minimum 2 more minutes for a highly motivated and close police officer or deputy to get there. So you're already at the 4-minute mark. If in under the best of all possible circumstances for somebody to arrive at the scene from outside. And the average is that one shot is fired about every 10 seconds in these situations. Now, the casualties are stacked up towards the beginning of the incident because there's more targets, they don't know what's going on, and so there's a lot of close, easy targets. So that's when casualties tend to stack up, and why it's so important to get somebody to oppose the shooter in that first minute. So you really have to have responders inside the school, and they have to be armed. You know, you don't want to lock the guns up in the principal's office, because that means you have to go to the principal's office and get the gun before you can respond.
Right.
And locking up the classroom is a two-edged sword, because if you make that classroom really hard to get into, you make it really hard for responders to get into it too. If a shooter gets inside and then locks it behind him, which is
right.
What we think happened in Uvalde.
Yep.
So that all means you have to have responders inside. And the other thing that Ed has noticed is that in the majority of cases where it's above elementary school, well, at least a large a plurality of cases, I think I don't have the number right in front of me, the shooting starts in the cafeteria. And that makes sense, because that's where a whole bunch of people are set up, ready to be targeted. And so if it starts in the cafeteria, all your lockdowns and drills and everything in the classrooms don't do you any good at all. And yet that's the most common, you know, scenario. There's several of them, is they start in the cafeteria. So, again, if you're a responder is reasonably close, that's where they can either hear or see the first shot, then they can get there and respond in a minute, under a minute.
Right,
right. Very fast. As we just talked about this woman in West Virginia, who was such a fast responder, the rampage shooter didn't even have time to hit one of about 50 potential targets, I understand, were on the scene.
Well, a second shooter entering the fight sort of takes the rampage killer's focus off of his intended targets, yeah.
Exactly. Exactly so. And even often, you don't even have to wound him because he's got somebody there confronting him. You can't just play out his fantasy of walking around and killing people time after time with no opposition.
Right.
Now, that could, that's not 100%, but it's the vast majority of situations when he's opposed, the killing of innocents stops. And, you know, a police officer may get wounded, a responder can get hurt, but most of the time they survive, and that stops the situation. So, the proposals that are being put forward, which is, you know, more police, more, you know, surveillance cameras, harder doors, they're not really the answer. What we need is more armed responders in the school.
Yeah.
Enough of them so that they can respond in under a minute to shots they hear or see.
Hang on right there, if you will. Hang on right there. Hang on right there. Last break. Last break. This, of course, is not an article Dean has written. This is a conversation we're having, and you can download this later and maybe get Dean's email address and beg him to write this article as I want him to. I think he should write the article about it just because of the way he researches it. Well over 2,000 additional articles waiting for you at amaland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Time on the firing line from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out at DeSantisHolster.com. We're speaking to Dean Weingarten, as we do. We've been talking about hardening schools and making schools a harder place to attack. And you're just getting to the proposals that they were going to discuss, or they're bandying about. Now, I think with the Republicans are considering raising the purchase age, and I think they have something in place to where there would be some sort of hardening of schools. I don't know what it would be. Armed teachers, I mean, we have armed teachers in the United States. In Texas, 30% of Texas, the school districts are armed.
Yeah.
And they're not getting attacked.
And this particular school district apparently had their own police force, but they weren't willing to go into the school when somebody was in there shooting kids, as strange as that may seem. Now, there's not been a full investigation yet, so we're speculating a bit. But another thing, that a report that just came out today, and it sounded plausible, but I can't say for certain because it's a fresh report, was that there were two funeral home workers who were very close to the school. And when the murderer crashed his truck, they saw it as an accident and went there to help him. And as they helped him out of the crashed truck, he was not, like, very appreciative. And he reached inside and pulled out a rifle, and they started running, and he fired at them but missed. That's the report. And one of them said that, unfortunately, he did not have his gun with him, or he could have stopped the situation right there. But he called his wife to bring his gun. Now, I don't know what kind of gun, whether it was a rifle, shotgun, or pistol. And then when she got there, he is reported to say that he went toward getting into the school to stop the situation, and he was stopped by police and told to stand down and that he could not go in.
Which brings us to our next thing. Now, I've actually asked a local law enforcement, a sheriff's deputy, this. But with the one that I spoke to, and I believe him, he says that the local Well, he said nationally since Columbine, the policy has been for most localities to the first officer on the scene goes. Right? You don't sit there. You don't wait. You don't try to get, you know, you don't play rock, paper, scissors. You don't decide who's going to go first. You just go.
Right.
And my question to him was, what if I'm there and I can help you?
Uh-huh.
And that took him aback. But then he said, well, I'd have to have a real quick talk with you. And I said, and I think you should. But at the same time, if you're going in there, it's a lot easier to go down a hallway really fast when you got two people than when you got one,
right,
because
one
you're worried
kind of
about
the back. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And we've seen that these impromptu teams can work fairly well.
Yep.
We had the case of the shooter in Texas in 1966 at the clock tower.
Right.
Where I believe it was
a cop and some civilians, right?
Right. And they just got together and they went up there and they took out the shooter with a very quick plan they put together. But of course, it's better to have the people inside the armed defenders already. And
right.
There are several ways this could be done inexpensively. You can do the amount of training that the teachers need for, you know, in probably 2 or 3 days. It doesn't take much. It's a very relatively simple problem, and there's not a lot of legal training you need. You need to understand your capabilities of a shooter. I mean, if you can only take out a shooter at 5 yards, well, then you know you have to get within 5 yards to take him out. You
right.
can do it at 25 yards, all the better. So you could have members of the staff, and I wouldn't just say teachers. I think, you know, some janitors would be fine shots, some principals, and so you don't need to limit it just to teachers. I mean, we know that cooks are often in the cafeteria, and that's very often where these attacks start. So, I would say staff is one possibility. Another would be volunteers from the community. I bet there would be a lot of people with police and military experience who would be willing to, patrol school grounds strictly as armed defense, not as somebody who's arresting people for pot. I mean, maybe they could help break up fights. You'd have to look at that from the legality standpoint. But basically, if they're just there for protection, I think you're going to find a fair amount of people with experience, and especially retired military and police, who'd be willing to do that a few hours a week.
Sure.
And maybe you don't want to make it a regular schedule. You know, you might say, well, you guys, we'd prefer it if you turn up on these days, and you guys, we'd prefer on these days, but turn up anytime you want, because you want to make uncertainty part of the deterrent for that school. And these shooters, they want their fame. They want to run up a body count so that, you know, the press will make anti-heroes out of them. And if they don't know how many defenders there are likely to be, and they've scoped out the situation and see there might be two today, or they might be six, and we don't know if it's going to be in this hallway or at this entrance or in that classroom, it makes their planning much, much more difficult.
Right. Well,
that's another possibility.
Should they publicize what they're doing? Should they put signs instead of gun-free zone? Should they be getting out there going, we're armed, and if you come in here, we're going
to
kill you?
Absolutely. One of the things that I did to try to help increase the deterrence factor at my church is I wrote an article about open carry at the Vertical Church in Yuma. And I got one of my friends on the security team to take a picture of me with an AR-15 standing outside the church with an earbud and a radio and a pistol on my hip. And, it wasn't so much, a statement of how we did policy. It was a visual statement to deter somebody, because if they're looking on the internet and trying to scope out what kind of security we have at the church, here they see a guy standing outside with a rifle and a radio, and the article tells them how many that we have a whole bunch of Marines and ex-police that attend the church, and they carry openly and concealed. You can never tell which one is which. Easy. So that was meant as a deterrent. It's also truthful. But one of the things Ed Monk says, what you have to have for churches anyway, and now we see schools very plausibly, is you have to have deterrents in the parking lot, because sometimes the attacks start there. It's a not uncommon place for attacks to start.
Well, I mean, the other thing about that is that whoever is the attacker, they're going to have the one element that is inescapable, and that's the element of surprise. So,
yeah, absolutely.
If you could stop him at the, first of all, probably have less casualties in the driveway, in the parking lot. Probably
right.
Have.
We see some, you know, in church shootings particularly, almost always there's a couple of casualties in the parking lot.
Right. So.
Very often, anyway. It's not always. I'd say it's a significant percentage. I should be precise about that.
Yes, sir. Well, before we run out of time, let me just ask you, you going to be around on Sunday? Listen to me. You going to be around on Sunday, Dean? You going to be here on Friday?
I didn't know you were going to have a show on Sunday. Yes, Friday, intend to be here.
Okay. Good deal, good deal. Glad to have him back. Dean was on the road doing an event, not the NRA show, but hey, Dean was on the road, so... Very good to have you back. It's always good to be able to chew the fat with you. I do think you should write that article. I think you should talk about hardening schools and all the other things you just mentioned, because you cover a lot of territory in a very economic package. So think about that if you wouldn't.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you for joining me.
Always.
Back again in 21 hours. And between now and... Yes, sir. And between now and then, remember this, it has never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. It has been. And it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to MGS.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.